Now, as political earthquakes go, they don't get much bigger than a former US president facing the threat of jail after becoming a convicted criminal. But that is what is facing Donald Trump after a Manhattan jury convicted him on 34 counts of falsifying records to cover up a sex scandal. The big question now is, will the criminal conviction matter when it comes to the presidential election? And that's a question I put to Bob Schmuel, Emeritus Professor of American Studies at the University of Notre Dame, when he came into studio earlier.
I'm sure it'll matter, but I don't think anyone right now can predict exactly how. Some people are saying, and I would agree with this, that the conviction means that Donald Trump will become angrier and more defiant. And it also means that he will place greater emphasis on himself and his alleged problems in the courts of America. But I think that one thing we can say with some certainty is that the polarization of American politics will become even more profound. It will become sharper. The conflicts will be greater. And it will be a campaign that is fueled by the sense of passion, both love, hate, disgust, whatever, as we go forward.
What category of voters do you think will care about the result and may change their minds about Donald Trump one way or the other?
I think you have to identify those who are still undecided, but it comes down to those battleground states, the six states that are so close and that are so important to the Electoral College, that that is important to know. The other thing is that the number of undecided voters in the United States right now is very small.
Does that mean, sorry to cut across, but no. Does that mean then that, you know, people have priced in controversy into their view of Donald Trump and that this might not make a huge amount of difference?
Certainly the people who are supporting him have priced that in. And they see him as the champion of many of the grievances that they themselves have. And in that respect, the convictions only intensify the support that they have for him. Now, whether it means that all Republicans feel that way, there was a poll that came out after the conviction that said that roughly 10% of Republicans are less likely to vote for him. Mm. It sounds like a small number, but in a very close election with the six states that are involved, it could mean the world.
Can I ask you about what this is doing to the Republican Party and indeed the reaction of senior Republicans? Because we heard Donald Trump's response to the verdict, accusing the judge of corruption, blaming the Biden administration, suggesting that the trial was a sham and so on. Are there senior Republicans who are likely to stand up for America's justice system and say, no, this was a trial which was carried out fairly? Because if they don't, isn't there a huge risk to the system of law and order in the United States?
There's a huge threat. And all one has to do is look at the state of Maryland, where the former governor, Larry Hogan, came out with a statement saying that we should respect the law. He is running as a Republican. And one of the highest campaign officials for Donald J. Trump wrote back, your campaign is over. That is exactly where the hierarchy of the Republican Party is these days, meaning it is the total opposite of what Ronald Reagan embraced back in the 80s. He wanted a big tent. He wanted to invoke the 11th commandment, which is never speak ill of another Republican. Donald Trump has turned all of that upside down. And so the big tent has become really a one-man band.
And let's cast our minds forward to July 11th when Donald Trump will be sentenced for his crime. It is possible that he could go to jail. I know a lot of commentators are saying that's unlikely, but the crime does carry a maximum term of 4 years for each of the counts for which he was found guilty. If he did go to jail, isn't there a huge societal risk in America that there could be widespread public disorder as his supporters will respond to that?
Absolutely. And all one has to do is follow the statistics of the threats on members of Congress, on judges, on other public officials, including those who were in charge of the elections. But as you say, there could be some sort of outburst, uprising of the people if he would go to jail. I think it's a double-edged sword. I think that in a small way, Donald Trump would like to go to jail because it would energize the voters even more, and he would be able to go into the areas, mostly rural, mostly white, people who have not voted, but who the jailing would trigger to bring out in November. Now, having said that, it is a huge systemic problem. I mean, you have to have Secret Service in the jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
And go on from there, and it's very complex.
It was notable the day after the verdict that President Biden chose that day to hold a very detailed press conference, very detailed especially for President Biden in the White House, in which he outlined his plan to bring an end to the war in Gaza, rather than allow President Trump, former President Trump, to grab more of the headlines. Was that announcement likely to have been calculated so as to cast the two candidates in entirely different lights in the eyes of the voters?
Totally. And I think you're very smart to point it out. As I mentioned just a moment ago, Donald Trump wants this campaign to be about him. Back in 2016, a reporter asked him, "Why on earth are you running for president?" And his response was to be the most famous person in the world. He has achieved that. Now he is going beyond that into trying to exert as much power as he can as an individual.
Professor Bob Schmuel speaking to me earlier. Let's talk now to Whit Ayres, Republican pollster, political consultant, and president of North Star Opinion Research in Virginia. Whit Ayres, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us today.
Happy to be with you.
Can you give us your analysis on how you think the verdict on Thursday in Manhattan will affect the presidential election based on any of the polling that you've carried out or that you've seen?
I think the political impact of the 34 felony convictions is likely to be minimal for two reasons. The first is the New York trial is very easy to paint as a partisan witch hunt. You take a misdemeanor, elevate it to a felony through an untested legal theory, and have the case brought by a Democratic prosecutor who boasted when he was running for office that he had sued the Trump administration more than 100 times. If I were trying to design a case that would be easy for Republicans to dismiss as a partisan witch hunt, I would design exactly the case that they brought in New York. The second reason why I think the political impact is likely to be minimal is that the alternative to a convicted Trump is Joe Biden, a president whom 86% of Americans think is too old to serve effectively in a second term, coupled with a vice president whom almost no one believes is ready to be president. So when Republicans say, as the professor noted, 10% say they'd be less likely to vote for Donald Trump if he were convicted, that doesn't mean they're going to vote for Joe Biden. They might skip the presidential ballot, but that doesn't mean that they're going to support Biden. Biden is such a weak incumbent, the weakest incumbent America's had since Jimmy Carter in 1980, that he's not a good alternative for Trump. If the Democrats had a better candidate, a stronger candidate, then the impact of this trial would be greater, but it's not so far.
As a strategist, then, I mean, how do you advise your Republican clients to deal with this verdict? I mean, do they go along with Donald Trump's analysis that this was a corrupt judge, a corrupt court convicting an innocent man for political reasons, even if that means undermining the justice system, something that the Republican Party has valued for decades, for centuries, or for decades, certainly?
Yeah, there's no question that's a concern, as is raising doubts about the legitimacy of a free and fair presidential election. We have American institutions that are under attack now, and a great many Americans have doubted that Joe Biden was elected legitimately because of what Donald Trump has said. And I'm afraid that we're going to see the same sort of lack of confidence in the judicial process as a result of this last conviction.
If Donald Trump is given a jail sentence in July, will that change things? Will that change the minds of voters, do you think?
Well, first of all, Donald Trump is very, very unlikely to be given a jail sentence in July. He's a first-time offender for a nonviolent crime. And those kinds of folks rarely go to jail. The second is that he will immediately appeal any sentence, and the appeal can take months, if not years. So there's almost no chance that Donald Trump goes to jail before the presidential election.
It's theoretically possible, though.
No, a lot of things are theoretically possible, but we're talking about probabilities here. And the probability that he gets a jail term for this for these convictions is very low.
Whit Hare is Republican pollster, political consultant, and president of North Star Opinion Research in Virginia. Thank you very much for your commentary today.